Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, first and foremost, I'd like to express my delegation's satisfaction with this second segment of the open-ended working group. It's fair to say that my delegation's expectations were surpassed by the depth of the discussions, the level of participation, the kind of interesting, substantive dialogue that we engage in. And we are definitely extremely satisfied. And this is in no small measure due a result of your wisdom, your patience, and your fairness. And we would like to congratulate you above everybody else for the job you've been doing, and everybody else, because the success of this open-ended working group is also the result of everybody, of all the participants, regardless of whether you support one or another position. I will not touch upon substance anymore because I believe I made clear Mexico's position on the different issues throughout this this week, and Paula did it last week as well. And because I trust that our view will be duly and fairly reflected in the report. I have no doubt of that. So I don't believe I need to repeat our positions. So I will focus on process now and the way ahead. We believe that the report can and should be adopted by consensus. There is no reason why the report is not adopted by consensus, so as long as the report is a fair reflection of what happened. I think that's the key. As long as it's a fair reflection of what happened, there is no reason why it cannot be or it should not be adopted by consensus. I'm a bit concerned that some delegations are beginning to condition what they believe is a fair report, talking about balance, credibility, and inclusiveness, all very elusive concepts, but that can be summed up as fair. To us, the key word is fairness. And for it to be fair, it has to reflect what actually happened. Mr. Chairman, we don't need to play games because we are part of a clear majority. And we urge all delegations to play in good faith, to act in good faith. Arguing that the room is divided by four is misleading and is not a fair reflection or a true reflection of what happened. It intends to hide very important, lengthy, and in-depth discussions that took place. We cannot ignore those discussions. The room is clearly divided by two. There is a group of countries that is trying to protect the status quo and therefore is sticking to old ideas that have been around for more than 20 years. There is another group who's trying to change the status quo and is putting forward new ideas, effective measures for taking forward multilateral disarmament negotiations. There are, if I understand correctly, there have been 60 working papers. So to demand that each delegation working paper is fully reflected is disingenuous. Because you either reflect all 60 documents in its entirety or you reflect none in their entirety. I trust that you will find a good way and a fair way to reflect the different ideas contained in all 60 documents and to reflect the measure of support that these different ideas receive from the floor. Because that's fair. That's fairness. And if there was a measure to judge which recommendations should gain access to the report, are these the recommendations that actually contribute to multilateral nuclear disarmament negotiation, which is the title of this open-ended working group, and the mandate at its core. Now, I also find a bit disingenuous that some delegations that have time and time repeated that there is no convergence to keep asking that recommendations that will be placed in the report have to be adopted by consensus. You cannot have it both ways. You cannot accept and recognize the fact that the room is divided, that there are divergences, and then request that the recommendations are adopted by consensus. That is not possible. And that would not be a fair reflection of what transpired in this open-ended working group. It is an intention to hijack the outcome of this open-ended working group in a true conference of disarmament fashion, which is using a de facto veto power. That is not in the spirit of the General Assembly, that is not in the spirit of the resolution, nor in the letter of the resolution. Again, it's about a fair reflection of what has happened. We trust, Mr. Chairman, that the same way in which you have conducted yourself, wisdom, patience, and fairness will be duly reflected in the report, and the report will be a true expression of the hard work of everybody in the room, of what really transpired, and your personal contribution as a fair, wise, and patient chairman. Thank you.